Yeah, holding where daf. Okay, daf samach gimul holding. Okay, and the shaila again, if you light a paskin, but mokum rabbi. Yeah, by the after the apprentices here. So, my Rabbi Lezer mehagunya. Rab Abba bar Tachlipa. Ikloi leve Ravacha braid Ravika. They went to visit him. The Yasre de Ravacha bar Yaakov. It was in the place, in the Mor of Asriya, this place was Ravacha bar Yaakov. Okay, so these Tamil Chomim went to visit them in this place, that Ravacha bar Yaakov, he was the Mor of Asriya there. Is boy Ravacha braid Ravika lemevid lu iglo tilsa. He wanted to have a good meat. So he wanted to have an eagle that's a calf of igla tulsa. Igla tulsa, Rashi has two short in what igla tulsa means. The third behema. Rashi says, igla tulsa, Rashi, godol shlish, a behema that's only grown one third. For yosu oimid yika tam basara, that's when the meat is the best, tastes the best. An animal that's only one third grown, one third of its life, if you shecht it then, that's the best meat. So it's not like we learned. We of take a behema, I'm asked to raise it. You raise it till it's one third. That's a stake that's a take care of a behema until it grows one third. When the behema is one third grown, then it's a good time to eat the meat. That's the best thing. Lishnachrin, another pshat Rashi has the shlishi lebetin. It means it was a third kid from the mother's stomach. There was the third child. That's the best meat. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat. So the kids say he wanted to have an animal that was only one third grown, and he wanted to shech that behema. Is Ravacha braid Ravika lemevad lo igla tilsa? Is Isi sakina? So the sheikh that brought the knife before the made the shchita, but kol machilu, and he checked it. Is Ravacha braid Ravika checked over the knife? Oh maluhu Ravacha bar tachlifa. So Ravacha bar Tachlifa that was standing with him asked him, Lo lechesh lo lesaba, aren't you afraid that there's a Mor Dasra here? We said before, this was the place of Ravacha braid Ravika. This was the place of Ravacha braid Rav Yaakov. So of course, since Ravacha Rav Yaakov was at the Mor Dasra on, how come you're checking the knife? Why don't you show it to the Rav here? To the Talmud Chacham of the Shtot, how come you're doing it? Is Omulu, so he answered back, Omulu Rabbi Lazar Me'agrunyom, Hochi Yomar Rav. This is what the way Rav Paskin, like we had before, that Tzumim Mirabonin, that means the Talmud Chacham, Chazi L'Nashi, he's allowed to check over the knife before he makes the shchita for himself. Hey, there's only Allah, if Tam a person, when he makes the shchita, when he has his knife, he's supposed to show it to the Rav of the city, to the Mor Dasra. But Sheik, the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to check it himself. So that's what he answered here. Even though it's true, this is the place of Ravacha Rav Yaakov, but since I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm allowed to check it out myself. So the Gemara, so he took a check the knife out himself. So the more the meister was Vienish, and he got an einish. He got something happened to him. Vienish Reb Lezer Me'agrunya. He got an einish. For the Gemara Ivo, Amar Rovo, Tzumah Me'rabonin, Chosel Nafshei. Why did he get an einish? The Chori did the right thing. Rov said, if you're a Talmud Chacham, then you're allowed to check the knife yourself. Hey, so if a Talmud Chacham wants to go make a shrita, he's allowed to check the knife himself. Even though there's a Talmud Chochim in the city. So why did he get an Einish for? The Khuri didn't do anything wrong. Now, the Gemara, Shani Hosom, Tiaschilu Bichvoidoi. There's a difference here. That's once he asked him, like his friend asked him, how come you're not being choshed for the cover of the Rav here? So once they mentioned the cover of the Rav, you shouldn't have done it yourself. If nobody would have spoken about saying, hey, there's a Marad Asra here, don't do it, you'd be allowed to. But Talmud Chochim is allowed to look the knife over himself. But once they asked you already and told you, you should know, this is the mokum of Ravacha Rav Yaakov, so it's not nice to do it in front of him, then you should have been choshish for his covered, and you shouldn't have done it. So Rashi, the Yatzilu Bechvoidoi, Meyacha Shener Maloi, the Nechesh Lesaba, once they told you, why aren't you choshish for the covered of the Rav here? Veschilu Ledabe Bechvoidoi, and they started to talk about to give Ravacha Rav Yaakov covered, Lehoido Lazalza Bedover, then you shouldn't have went and made the shchit yourself, checking the knife out yourself. Then you should have waited and showed it to the Rav first. That's one teretz. The boy is saying, Shani Ravacha Rav Yaakov the Muflug. He was like a God Hador. If somebody is Muflug, extra special, then you can't look over the knife in front of him. Strashi b'boy yisay mashani rabachab rabbi Yaakov the Muflag. Harbe moid ha yizokein v'chochem. He was a very older person and a very big chochem. Therefore, even a tzurim of the rabbonon, the Talmud chochem, when he shechs, he's not supposed to look over the knife himself, but he has to show it to rabachab rabbi Yaakov. So that's why he got an oinish. Omar Rova. So the Rova now, ule afrushe meyisura, if somebody's doing an avera, and you want to tell him, stop doing it, you know what you're doing is an avera, afilo b'fon of shapadomi. Even in front of your Rebbe, you're allowed to tell somebody this. You're allowed to paskin to somebody. As even though we had before, that in front of your own Rebbe, you're not supposed to paskin, you can't paskin the shiloh in front of your Rebbe. Even a push of the shiloh, if you're allowed to eat an egg with the milk, we said you're not allowed to paskin b'makom rabbi. Mashenkein, if somebody's doing an avera, and you see him, you're allowed to tell the person, stop doing it, it's an avera, that's called lafrushim yisuroi, afilu, even though you're standing in front of your Rebbe. That's not called like you're paskin in front of the Rebbe. That's mutter, shapadomi. Tomorrow Ravina have a yosef kaimed Rabashi. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabashi. Chaz yisur, lehu gavra. Hey, so Ravina was sitting in front of his Rebbe Ravashi, and he saw a person, to ka'osale lechamro v'tinsa v'shabata. He was tying up his chamorah's donkey b'tzintz on the dekel tree, on the palm tree on Shabbos. Now that's nisim midrabonin. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with the tree on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to tie up your chamor, your donkey, or the rein on the tree. It's nisim midrabonin. So the ma'aseh was, so Ravina saw this. Rami bo kolo. So Ravina yelled at the person, told the person, stop doing it. As even though Ravina was in front of his Rebbe, he still told that person, stop using the tree on Shabbos. And the person did not listen to Ravina. He kept on tying his chamor onto the tree. Is omalais, Ravina said, lehevi ha'gavr b'shamtoi. This person deserves to be in the shamtoi. Shamtoi is a type of a klolo that the chum give you, that you get an einish for it. He put him into shamtoi like a nidui. He excommunicated him. Omalais, so the person said back to Ravina, ki hai gavna mi mischazia ki afkirusa. No, so omalais, no, this is what Ravina... This is what Stam Ravina asked his Rebbe. Ki hai gavna mi mischazik afrusa. Did I do anything wrong, the fact that I told this person to stop doing an issa in front of my Rebbe? Is there anything wrong or not? As though you're not supposed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. But what about this? That I didn't paskin, I just saw a person doing an issa, I told him to stop doing it. Is there anything wrong to tell somebody to stop doing an avera, even though you're in front of your Rebbe? Trashi omalei, Ravina Ravashi, hai milsa di avidis kamoch. That that I just did in front of you, hashda mihevi afkirusa chutzpah loy. Is this called like an aver? It's called a chutzpah, even to do this in front of your Rebbe? Or maybe no, it's only a chutzpah to paskin the shayla in front of your Rebbe. But if you see somebody doing an avera, you're allowed to tell the person stop doing it, even though your Rebbe is there. Like it's a different agdara. Or Malay, his Rebbe talk against the back. You're right. You're allowed to do that. But the pasuk says ein chochma v'ein tfuna v'ein etzel neger Hashem. There's no chokhmah, don't ask any questions, there's no tfun understanding, v'yeneitzah, counsel, l'negah, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what? That komokim sheyesh b'chil Hashem. Anytime somebody's doing a chil Hashem, which here by stress means doing an avera. Once you do an avera, that is called the chil Hashem. Is ein chokhim cover the Rav. Then there's no hagdara, you have to give cover to your Rebbe. As soon as you could stop the chil Hashem, you're supposed to go and stop it. So here we saw the person using the tree, tying up his chamor on the tree on Shabbos, that's an issim of the Rabbonin. He right away ran and yelled at the person, stop doing it. Like to stop the chil Hashem. Trashi ein chokhma, ein teras chokhma, v'kovet utfuna, v'yoyetz, oimedes neged chil Hashem. That once there's an inyo chil Hashem, you're allowed to stop the person from doing the avera, even though you're not giving cover to your rabbi. That's mutter. Omar Rav, sot Rav, b'fonov also v'chayiv misa. You should know if you're paskin the shayla in front of your Rebbe, you're chayiv misa. Shalei b'fonav, what about you're paskin shalei b'fnei rabbi? It's osur, v'yein chayiv misa. It's still an issa to do it, but you're not chayiv misa. So Rashi b'fonav osur, lohoi rois v'chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. For ho de rova lafrusha misa rekoi, el abol yishoyel. I mean, to be mafrish somebody, you're allowed to. But if somebody comes to ask you a shayla, you're supposed to tell them, my Rebbe is here, ask my Rebbe, you're not supposed to paskin. So if you're paskin b'fonav, you're chayiv misa. Shloi b'fonav, it's only osur and you're not chayiv misa. For tomorrow, v'shloi b'fonav loy, is it true that if you're paskin not in front of your Rebbe, you're not chayiv misa? V'atanya, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, loy meso b'nei Aaron, why did the children of Aaron die? Ad shohoiru halocha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. The reason why they were meis, the chet that they did, that caused them to have misa, was that they're paskin b'fnei Rabban, b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. My Dorish, what's the posik? that Bnei Aaron put the Esh on the Mizbeach. Omru, they said like this, Afa pish Esh Yeredes min Hashemayim, even though by the Esh of the Mizbeach always came down min Hashemayim. So really, really, we're not supposed to light a fire there. There's always a fire. The Eivishter brings down the fire. Still, they held, they dashen themselves, mitzvah l'hovi min Hedyut. Still, there's an Indian to bring the fire min Hedyut. And that's what they did, the Bnei Aaron. They brought the Esh and put it on the Mizbeach. And because of that, they got the Misa, they died. So you see, they passed in. So from here, it wouldn't be so shver. The Chura, this could be, it was Bifnei Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll soon see what's called the Fonav. This alone wouldn't be a Shverkite. So the Shverkite is the next case. V'talmud echod hoyolein rebeleza. Shohoyra halacha the Fonav. That he passed in front of him. And he passed in the Shaila in front of him. So there was in the Maiz with another Talmud Echod, Hoylel Rebbe Lezer, Shehoyer Halacha Befonav, that this Talmud Paskin the Shal in front of his Rebbe. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Liimei Sholem, Ishtoi, so Rebbe Lozer, that was a Rebbe, told Ima Sholem, that was his wife, Ishtoi, that was the name of his wife, to me ani, im yoitzi zer shenosei. I wonder if this person would live out the year. And the Maiz was, lo yoitzi shenosei, this Talmud did not live throughout the year. That was the Maiz, the Talmud Taka died. Omru Lois, his wife, said to him, Novi Yato, are you a Novi? How do you know this Talmud's going to die? Omar Lo, he answered to his wife, Loi Novi Anoich, I'm not a Novi. Voloi Ben Noich, I'm not the son of a Novi. Elakach Mekoblani, this is what I was Mekabal. That kol Hamoira Halocha Befnei Rabbi. Whoever passed to Shaila in front of the Rebbe is Chayiv Misa. See, the Talmud passed in front of his Rebbe, and he was Chayiv Misa. And now, the kasha is like this. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yechanan, Oisai Talmud, this Talmud that passed in the Shalom in front of his Rebbe, was Yehuda Ben Gur Yishmoy. That was his name. Voyerochot Mimenu Sholosh Pasois. And he was three Pasois in front of him, away from him. So this is the Kasha. You see, even though he was three Pasois away from his Rebbe, so here it's called the Paskin Shalom in front of, still he was Chayiv Misa. So why do you say only if you're paskin if nei rabbi yechayiv misa? Here it's mashmi even if you're paskin shleib if nei rabbi yosti yechayiv misa. It's called the man your rebbe is alive. This is called a rebbe muvuk. A rabbi muvuk means that you learned roiv chachmosim imenu. If most of your learning you learn from one rebbe, he's called your rabbi muvuk, and from him you're not allowed to paskin in front of. And here it's mashmi even if you were ruch, you're away from your rebbe shalosh pasois still, and this is called shleib in front of still yechayiv misa. So it's a spirit of what we just got finished saying. And for the Gemara 9, the Maisa was before Nehu. Really it happened, he was before Nehu. I, for the Gemara, Varochot Vimenu Sholosh Pasroi's Koma, how could you say that Talmud was in front of his Rebbe? It says that he was away, he was away 300 Pasroi's Koma. And for the Gemara, Oletaymech, according to your Tam, Shmoi, V'shem Olav Loma. What do we have to say over what the Talmud's name was and what the Talmud's written, the father's name for? Mein Naftimino. Elo, what do we say this for? Shloi Toima Moshal Hoya. The reason why the Gemara has to explain the Talmud's name is they shouldn't stand think the Gemara just stand saying a Moshal, like exaggerating, and really you're not Chayiv Misa. It has to tell you, no, the Maisa really happened with this Talmud. And the Nela, once it tells you the person's name, it tells you where he lived. You know where he lived. He lived, Taka, 300 three Pasoyas away. Oh, but that's where he lived. That's the city he came from. But Lamaisa, this chet that he passed in front of his Rebbe, is talking about Befonov. He was in front of his Rebbe. So now there's no stira. And that's the way we come out. If you pass him Befonov, then you chayiv Misa. Shalai Befonov, it's only also, but you're not chayiv Misa. So Drashi, Befonov heavy. V'odik Tony Rochuk Mimenu, I wanted to say the Maisi was far away. Shei Rochuk Mekoimoy, Mimokam Rabbi. Means the place where this Talmud lived, his hometown, was Sholosh Pasoyas away from his Rebbe. Miyuki Oira, Kaimei Oiri. When he passed, and he passed in front of his Rebbe. Now the Maisi Toysis here, the bottom Toysis on Samech Beis, on Medbeis, the bottom Toysis, and there's Vol, they all speak out. That the dinner before Nov, you're not allowed to pass in front of your Rebbe, that's Toych Sholosh Pasoyas. It doesn't mean you have to mamish be in front of your Rebbe. As long as you're within the three pasoyos of your Rebbe, that's called Befonav. Because that was the Maisa by Bnei Aaron. When the Bnei Aaron passed in the Shalom, they took the Eish and put it on the Mizbeach, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't right there. But what was, since it was Teich Machni Yisrael, that the whole Machni Yisrael was Sholosh Pasoyos, that's Yud Beis Mil, that's called Befnei Moshe. So the Bnei Aaron passed in front of Moshe because they were within three pasoyos of Moshe. Rochot means you're living three pasoyas away from your Rebbe. If you're 12 mil away from your Rebbe, then there's no chiv misa, it's only yosa. And we'll say again, there's only by a Talmud, by a Rebbe, muvuk, that you learn roiv chachmos mimenu. And the Maisa Rishus helps. If the Rebbe gives you Rishus, you're allowed to paskin. That's one of the inyonim to take smicha, that you get Rishus from the Rebbe to be a poistik. Even though your Rebbe's alive, so there shouldn't be a shali, a paskin. If the Rabbi, if the Rabbi gives you Rishus, it helps. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabba Acha, Rabba Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-moira ha-locha b'fnei rabbi. Somebody paskins a shayla in front of his rebbe, royal ha-chisha nochish. It's right that a snake should bite him. Shenem ma-la-posik says, v'ayan el-yo ben brache la-buzi, v'ayoy me-tzor ani la-yomin. I'm very young, I'm a young person. Al-kein zochalti. Therefore, I held myself back. Mashma zochalti, he held himself back. V'yiro k'siv hosim am chamas v'choli. It says the oksiv, am, it says in the forum, am chom mezoichli offer. So you see, he got this on his vice list with the shal, he passed on the shalai b'fnei rabbi, and the postik says that he got an oinish like zoichli offer. So you see, he zoichet, the snake should bite him. The bach, it's on to oksiv hosim, it says over there, am chamas v'choli. And in the postik, it says in the forum, am chamas zoichli offer. That what's called am chamas? That means zoichli offer. That means that the snake will bite you. That's the Evarai, if you pass them. If they're rabbi, the oinish will be the snake will bite you. Ziri Omar, Ziri said that Rabbi Chanina, Ziri, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Ziri said over the name of Rabbi Chanina, Nikra Choyte. The person is called the Choyte also. Shenema the Posek says, Dilti Tzofanti Im Rosecho, in my lave I watched you Im Rosecho. Laman Lo Yechto Lecho, I should not do a chet to you. Mashmav, I said, Yepaskin, if they're rabbi, it's called you did a chet. Sadrashi, Tzofanti Im Rosecho, Konasti Devorai. That means I held back my learning. Milahuris b'mokan she'eya choyta olayim. I did not paskin b'fnei rabbi, because then I'll be called a choyta. So you see, if you paskin in front of your rebbe, you're called a choyta. Rav Hamnun Rami, Rav Hamnun Yestakasha. Siv belibi sofanti mersecha. In my lave, in my heart, I watched your mersecha, your Torah. No, I didn't speak out. I didn't say it out for Rabin. I only learned Torah in my lave. That's what David HaMelech said. Ogziv, another pasuk of Tehillim, it says that Bisarti tzedek b'kol rov. Bisfaket, Bisarti tzedek b'kol rov means I went and taught the Torah b'kol rov in front of everybody. Here it says he only kept in his heart. And here it says he was malamed by says he taught everybody. Lekashe, kan bizman sh'ira yirikayim. Hey, bizman David HaMelech's Rebbe. Ha'ira was Kayim, was alive, he didn't pass him Barabin. That's the only captain his lave, he didn't pass him with the rabbi. Kan bizman, she'nira yirikayim. Vashekim, when his Rebbe was Nifter, then David was Mayr al-Locha for everybody. So Rashi, ira, rabbi who? That was David HaMelech's Rebbe. Because it said, hoya koin le-David, rav le-David. He was David's Rebbe. Omer Rabbi Abba Bazavda, kol ha-noisein mat-noisov le-koin echot. When you have your truma, your maisras, matnas kuna, you're supposed to give to a kohen. So if I says, Allah, you're not supposed to always go to one kohen. You're supposed to share it. Give to this kohen, give to that kohen, give to different kohanim. But if you always give your matanas to one kohen, it's maybe rov loylem. It's a bad thing, and you bring hunger to the world. Shenema, that's what happens by David HaMelech. Shenema says by David HaMelech, Iro ha-iro hoya kohen le-David. He was David HaMelech's kohen. Fred Gemara le Davidu David Kohen. What do you mean? He was only Kohen for David. He was a Kohen, period. What do you mean he was a Kohen le David? Elamayan means the Gemara le kuliyama loy. But to everybody, he wasn't a Kohen. He was a Kohen Stam. He was a Kohen for everybody. So what does the pasuk say? He was only a Kohen for David. Elat means shoyim mishagel loy mat noisav. That David HaMelech only sent his matonis only to him, only to Raira. He didn't send it to anybody else. And if I said this was a ksas chet. Or Ksiv Basra, the Pasuk says right after that, Vayihi Rav, you made David. There was a Rav, there was a hunger, you made David. So you see, if you give your matanas only to one coin, it's not a good thing, and that brings a Rav boilem. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Moiridu Noise Migad Lusai. If somebody paskins in front of his Rebbe, they also take him down from his Gdula, from his greatness. He's brought down. So Drashi Moiridu Noise Migad Lusai, Liel Koi, Adiziru, B'moira Lachlof Nei Rabbi. If somebody paskins in front of his Rebbe, he's taken down from his Gdula, from his greatness. Shenema says by Bnei Aaron, Vayomir Elazar HaKoyin, Elazar HaKoyin said on Anshei HaTzvo, is Afagav Diyomlu, even though he said over, Leyacha Yaba Tziva, that what I'm telling you now is Vishen Moshe Rabbeinu, Vyoysa Le Tziva, and it wasn't told to me, Afa Afilu Achi Yonish, still they got a Moinish. But Vaisa, if they were Gefort, it was called the Amor Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So Rashi is Acha Yaba Tziva, Techola Kova the Moshe, Tziva Shativa Hashem Es Moshe, For Hora Halocha Giyol Achas Azov.
they were paskening, saying over these halachis. Even though they told the people, you know, we learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, they shouldn't have paskened these halachas for Rabbin, b'fnei Rabbi. B'fnei Rabbi, we said, just means, toich sholosh pasois. So Rabbi Yaron did a chet, that they paskened, they're telling over these halachas b'fnei Rabbi. And they got an einish for this. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, ulefnei Elazar HaKoyin Yami. It says that what, that Yeshua should stand in front of Elazar HaKoyin. Mashma, that Yeshua was supposed to use Eliezer HaKoyin. Like, he should have been a great person, Eliezer HaKoyin, and Yeshua should use him, should ask him kshailas. And the Yonish was and never came. We never found that Yeshua had to go to ask from Eliezer or anything. So even though he was supposed to have a gedula, it was taken away from him. So Rashi, the Siv, or the Fnei Eliezer HaKoyin, Yamad V'Shoyloi, Shoy Yosid Yeshua Eliezer HaKoyin, Shoy Dvar HaLochem Eliezer. Really, Yeshua was supposed to ask Halach is from Eliezer. He was supposed to be the Godel. And after Moshe was mazed, we don't find anywhere the Yitzchak LeYeshua LeElezer Lishoklum. We don't find anywhere that Yeshua had asked from Eliezer. So even though he was supposed to have this gedula, it was taken away from him because he passed him b'fnei Rabbi. Amr Rabbi Levi. Kol deMoisiv Mila Kaine Rabbi. If somebody says something in front of his Rebbe, Rashi Moisiv means Meisha Dvar Moir Halacha. The same thing. If you answer a shayla, and if somebody comes and asks you Rebbe a shayla, and you go and answer the question, you should know is Ozul Lishoyel. You'll get the einish that you go to the Misa to the Kfura for life vlad. You won't have any children. Shenema the Raya is from Yeshua. It says Vayan Yeshua ben Nun Mishoras Moishim Ebchurov Vayomer Adoni Moishi Koloim. That's what Yeshua answered back. This was the Maisa, the two at Nevi'im, they were still saying Nevi'is, in the Machaneh, so Yeshua went to tell Moshe, and he said a Lashon, that Adoni Moshe, our master Moshe is Koloyim, is like, finished. So Rashi learns, Koloyim, Ruyim Heim Lakach, Develei Kemoir Alochem. In other words, Yeshua is saying, you too, Eldad and Medad, you're Roy to be Koloyim. Like, you're Roy to get an Einish now. Since you're saying Nevuah, like the Mokim Moshe Rabbeinu, so Yeshua gave up Sak and said, Yishinov Koloyim, you deserve a Misa. That's what you deserve. That was like being Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. Uksiv, and it says by Yeshua, Uksiv Nun, B'noi Yeshua, B'noi, and it doesn't say he had any children. Strashi, Uksiv Nun, B'noi Yeshua, B'noi. Ubos Yeshua Lechoshev then. It says Nun, B'noi, and Yeshua, B'noi, that's all. But it doesn't say that Yeshua had any children. So Yeshua didn't have any children. So the Mara pligi the Rababa Rapopo. And they argue on Rababa Rapopo. The Yom Rabada Rapopo. Leinenesh Yeshua. That is not the reason why Yeshua got this oinish. There is another reason why Yeshua got his oinish. Ela b'shvil shebitol at Yisrael lailo achas mitir yevruvia. One night Yeshua caused that Klai Yisrael had no Tashma Shamita. We'll soon see why. As he didn't bring down the Oren, they were going to Muhammad. And when they went to Mechama, they took the Oren with them. And at night, he was supposed to bring the Oren back to its Mokum. And Allah Harid is also to have Tashma Shamita when the Oren is not in Koymai. Shas Yad Mechama, if the Oren is not in its Mokum where it's supposed to be, it's also to have Tashmish. And one night, Yeshua did not bring the Oren back to its place. So that night was also for everybody to have Tashma Shamita. So because of that Chet, he wasn't zeichet to have any children. What's the Pasuk? Shenem, the Pasuk says, Vayihi bi yos Yeshua bi Yerichoi, Vayisa eino vayar. He looked, picked up his eyes and he saw him. And he saw a malach in front of him. Ugtsiv ayayim aloi kiani sar tzavu Hashem. Ata bosi. The malach told Yeshua, the malach was standing with chab v'stufa b'yodoi. The malach had his knife stretched down his hand. And he told Yeshua, now I'm coming to you. Ata bosi. Now, what does that mean? Omaloi. So the malach told Yeshua like this. Emash, yesterday, bitaltem tomit shoben abayim. You didn't bring the tomit shoben abayim. Vato in the middle of the Mechoma, they were torrid. They didn't bring the tomit shoben abayim. V'yachshev, and now, bitaltem talmud Torah. You are mavato from talmud Torah. So you did two chatoyim. So Yeshua asked him, aleizem hem bos, on which one, like, you coming to me to kill me, like, which one are you angry at me now? Omaloi, the malach said, atobosi, I'm coming right now. Right now means what you did right now. What did you do right now? You mavata from Talmud Torah, you weren't learning Torah. Is miyad, right away the Pasuk says, Vayelech Yeshua balaylahu. Yeshua went that night betoicha emek. He went in toicha emek, and we darshan. Emek posha means the valley. V'yom Rav Yochanan malamed, sheholach bi'oim koi shal alocha. It means that he went to learn very teeth. He went to learn bi and rav. V'oim koi shal alocha. He went to really understand the Gemara. Ugemiri, and it was learned.
that the whole man she'oron and shchina shruin shleibim kaiman, any time the oron is not in its real place, it's shleibim kaiman, is asurim atashma shamita. It's also to have tashma shamita. So that night, vaisas imavata from tamatera means the oron did not come back to his place. They were not sitting and learning that night. So that night it was also to have tashma shamita. So for this chet, he wasn't zayich to have children. So Rashi by. Vayhi v'yos Yeshua, midik siv v'charbo shlufa b'yodoi, the Malach had a knife standing in his hand, nechlad l'pronius bo, the Malach was coming to give an oynish to Yeshua. V'yata bossi, the komalei hochi komalei, al aveira shalachshe bossi, I'm coming to Yeshua for the aveira you're doing right now. U'mediyasvich l'meimah shalachshe mechlau, v'yakati hevi achriti, mashma there was another chet also, but not for that one, but for this one. U'mahi, what was the other chet? Hochi komalei. Emesh, yesterday, bitaltem Tomach Rabbein Abayim. Berev, yesterday in the afternoon, you didn't bring the Tomach Rabbein Abayim. Bitaltem atomid. V'yachshav shechashaycha, now that it's night, atem avatlam Talmud Torah. You're not learning Torah now. Lufi shoyu asutim Lufi shoyu asutim b'mechom abiyoyim. That they didn't learn Torah in the daytime, that wasn't a tree on Yeshua. Because by daytime, in the middle of having mechom. Shkel tzichfor, they were fighting all day. They had the swords there, they were killing people all day. So in the daytime they were fighting, they didn't have to learn. So in the daytime when they were fighting the whole day, they didn't have time to learn Torah. But at night when they stopped fighting, they rested a few hours from fighting, that was a tefiyah, you're supposed to go learn Torah right then. For that there's no head to forbid the Torah. So you see, later he was masak in the chet, that the next mechoma, at the night time he went to learn Torah. So it's interesting, Eliyahu Lapian of Medaikum here, Mashma doesn't say Yeshua's mevatel Torah like he didn't learn at all. Avada they were learning at night, but they weren't learning Bein the way they were supposed to. He wasn't learning Boim Kishon Locha, that was the Taina. So Shtel Tzichvah, they went to fight the whole day, they were fighting in the war, they had blood and killing people. All you do at night, you have a few hours off at night, you have to rest and get Kayach to fight the next day. It was a Tzvi on Yeshua, why he didn't go learn Torah that night, and what type of learning? Boim Kishon Locha, learned very stark. It wasn't enough, it's easy learning. That was the Taina on Yeshua. And then he was masak in his head that the next mechama at night time he was learning taka ba'im kishalocha very strong. O gemiri, the chol man sharon the shchina shreen shleibim kaimon v'yoysa laila shechicham amalach. Now that night when the malach came to Yeshua ha'imavatlan talmud Torah, they weren't learning Torah that night. Why? B'shvil shoya orvin al ir, because they're still like orv, they're making a siege around the city. And they did not bring back the Aron HaKodesh that night, Lim Koyma Begilgum. For who are Laila Shebitlum Epiri Rivya? It was that night that since they were still in the middle of sieging the city, they didn't bring the Aron back to its Mokim in Gilgul at night time. But since the Aron didn't come back to its place, it's also Taftash Meshamita. So for that chet that he was Gurim, that Klayasot didn't have Taftash Meshamita that night, Yeshua was not Zecha to have a child. Right. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Inoi. Mishmei the Rav Gidol, Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav. Godol Talmud Torah, Yoisem Yakrovas Tamidim. It's more important to learn Torah than it is to bring the Korban Atomid. What's the Raya? Because here it says Yeshua did two Chatoim. One Chet was yesterday he did not bring the Korban Atomid, and now at night time is Mevatel Torah. The Yomle and the Malach said, you know which Chet I'm coming to give it to you now for? Val Atabasi. I'm coming for the chet you're doing right now. What's the chet you're doing right now? You'd be mevata from Torah. So it's a raya, the bitul Torah, or the other way. To learn Torah is more greater than bringing korbanos. Omarav Bruno Omarav. Kol hayoshon bikilo sheish vishto shruyim bo. Whoever sleeps in a room that a man and wife sleep there, is all of our kosav oim on him. The pasuk says, noishe ami tigorshun mibayis to negeha. Like you're causing the women to go away from the Beis Tanugiyah. Trashi Bikila means Becheder. Because if you sleep in the same room where a couple sleeps, because even though they're not there, but that's the bed that a man and wife sleep on, is not nice. And Noshi Amitagoshin, Sheboishin Heimimenu. Like they're embarrassed from you. So it's not nice. You should be there in the same room where a man and wife is. Because they're bush to be together when you're there. V'yomer Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, Afilu B'yishtanida. Even B'yishtanida also it's not nice. Even if your wife is a nida, still it's not nice for somebody else to be in the room. Rava says no. In Mishnah Nidhi, Tovul of Racha Faket. If your wife is in Nidhi, so Tovul of Racha, somebody else is there also. Like she's also running away with Tashim Shamita, so there's nothing wrong with somebody else is there. So the Gemara of Elohi, no, it's still not nice. The Yad Idna Man Notre. In other words, who watched them before that? Because the kid's a man with his wife, even though she's an Eder, still they're allowed to be together in the same room, they're allowed to have Yichud together, and it's not nice for another person to be there. So the kid says, it's not nice to be in a bedroom in a room that a man and wife sleep there. Bach, other person shouldn't be there.